We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock CMB comes your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Our first show of the new year, bro.
New year, baby.
Of course, we're still live and in living color. We're not sure about that, so don't say it, Joe.
What happened?
Nah, you know what I mean. The deal. Because usually, like, Dolph screaming, No. Oh, yeah, don't say it. Okay.
We are live from A Studio.
Right, A Studio.
That has a window.
It has that.
The Mike Francesa Studio.
That's right.
Yeah, well,
there is a sign on the wall.
This is the first time we didn't remind you.
I reminded myself. Thank God I didn't say it. I would have been in trouble.
There is a sign that says Mike Francesa Studio, and there's nothing else. It's a very bland studio.
It is.
Are we allowed to decorate it if we wanted to?
No.
We're not allowed. No,
we're not allowed to do anything.
Absolutely not.
you tell me what we're allowed really to do. I mean, we're allowed to come in and talk sports. Outside of that, else is there?
We were allowed to take New Year's Day off.
We did. A
couple of days around Christmas.
Yeah, no, we had a few days.
We were allowed to do that. And I think this is the part of the show where you shock everybody, where you come on the radio and endorse Cliff Kingsbury to be the head coach of the Jets.
Hello, Cliff King. That would be typical Jets, too. Let's go hire the guy that was five games under 500 at Texas Tech because he actually touched Patrick Mahomes. I mean, come on.
You know.
I mean, stop it.
Now, I'll give you the positives of Cliff Kingsbury.
I don't see any, but go ahead.
He's one of the, I think it's six different guys who have been reported to will eventually interview for the Jets head coaching job. He didn't just touch Patrick Mahomes. He touched Baker Mayfield.
I understand.
He touched Johnny Manziel.
It's great.
Which at least in college was okay. And he touched Case Keenum. This kind of sounds weird when I talk about them.
We know what you mean.
So,
of course.
He has a history with quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. That's the positive. The other positive, if you want to take this as a positive, is that Jamal Adams, who loves to talk. Who loves to talk more on the New York Jets than Jamal Adams, which is great once a week for CMB. It's annoying as a Jet fan because as great as he is, and he is great, he is the best player on the team. There are moments in life when you should shut up.
Here's all you need to know about Jamal Adams endorsing Cliff Kingsbury, okay?
Which he did, yes.
He loved Todd Bowles. I loved him. He wasn't Bowles. He was never Bowles. The minute I hear that there's a player on a team that loves a certain guy, immediately go the other way. Because I don't want a coach that's going to come in here and be buddy-buddy with these guys. They all love Todd Bowles. How'd that work out? But they loved him so much that they didn't play for him, all right? I know Adams, obviously, he's going to play for anybody. But I don't want to hear that.
Well, here's the other thing.
Give me a break. Kingsbury, you cannot sell Cliff Kingsbury to me. Just can't.
There are very few guys in sports, who can dictate who the head coach should be.
Right.
If LeBron James.
That's a different story.
Yes, of course it's different.
That's something else.
If LeBron James walked into a room and I'm James Dolan.
Right.
And LeBron said, you know what? I'll sign with you. Here's who my head coach is going to be.
Then you do
it. Then I bow down to the king.
No question.
And I say, sure.
No question.
Jamal Adams is great at football.
Yeah.
I love watching him play.
Yeah, he's tremendous.
He's a tremendous player. And a lot of the things he says, you love to hear from as a fan. But I don't need to hear Jamal Adams endorsing Cliff Kingsbury to be the next head coach.
Please.
As if Jamal Adams is going to have an influence on it.
Yeah, please.
And he shouldn't have an influence
on it. This hire is huge. This is a crossroads for this franchise. It really is. It's a crossroads. Enough already. You're sitting there with what looks to be, for the first time in 50 years, a real legitimate franchise quarterback. You're sitting there with that. You're sitting there with $100 million under the cap. You're sitting there with the third pick overall in the draft. This is a desirable place to go. The Jets cannot blow it. And you can't sell me. You just can't. You can't sell me a first-time, never-did-it-before head coach again, and certainly not a guy that didn't even coach in the NFL as a coordinator.
Yes, anything.
No shot.
His resume, which is fairly good at developing quarterbacks in college, featured one head coaching job, and he didn't win a lot of games in his one head coaching job.
No.
And he just got the offensive coordinator's job at USC a few weeks ago.
Right.
So I don't have an issue with anybody interviewing for the job, because I think when you interview candidates, it's not just hiring them as the head coach. Who knows? Maybe Cliff Kingsbury does such a great job in the interview, you recommend to Mike McCarthy after he's hired, hey, you know who'd be a good OC?
Yeah,
or a
good quarterback's coach?
Right. This Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, right.
And maybe McCarthy says,
That's a different story.
I've heard good things about Cliff Kingsbury. Yep. I'm intrigued.
Yep.
But I agree with you. And the problem is, other than Mike McCarthy, who will interview for this job, according to Ian Rappaport, other than Jim Caldwell.
They shouldn't let him leave the building.
They can try. Other than Jim Caldwell, who's got a very solid resume with what he did in Indianapolis and what he did in Detroit. 4 years in Detroit, three winning seasons, an 11-win season, and he got fired after a 9-7
year. Right. 2 years in the playoffs with them.
Yeah. And here's Matt Patricia still employed.
Right.
Like, that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
But outside of those two guys right now, those are the only guys with the experience.
That's it. There's nobody else.
Everyone else would be what you're scared of, which is a first-time head coach.
And to me, it's a, if they go first-time head coach again, there's a 75 to 80% chance that 3 years from now, 4 years from now, whatever it is, I won't be here, okay? I won't be here doing this anymore. But Evan will be on the air calling me up from Florida. He's got my feet up, get ready for my tea time, all right? And we'll be looking at the same old story, except, like I said, I won't be here. And you know what? Mike Maccagnan will be out the door, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
In that situation.
And I think you have the percentage right. There is a chance, while it's a Knicks winning the lottery chance,
of
that first-time coach being great, of that guy being Sean McVay, of that guy
20%,
being Matt Nagy.
20%.
20%, okay, we'll make it higher, and that's fine.
Okay, 20%.
There's a chance, because when you look at Mike Tomlin before he was Mike Tomlin, and you look at John Harbaugh before he was John Harbaugh, who were they?
That's true.
John Harbaugh was a special teams coach.
No question.
Mike Tomlin was a baby. What was he, 32, 33?
Yeah, I think he was with Tampa Bay, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I thought it was Minnesota. Well,
wherever he was.
Wherever it was.
It was in Pittsburgh.
Right. And I think we looked at that hire and said, who's that? How's this going to work out? So there is a chance that Eric Bieniemy is the next great head coach.
Could be.
There's a great chance that Chris Richard is the next great head coach. That Todd Monken is the next great head coach. That even Cliff Kingsbury is the next great head coach.
Is he related to the Army coach, Todd Monken?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, okay.
I'd have to double check that. But Todd Monken, as an offensive coordinator, has a decent resume.
Okay.
But none of that matters.
No.
Like, haven't we learned that? So I think the problem is this organization has gone that route so many times, the first-time head coach, and usually they have early success and then flame out.
That's
what happens.
That's what's happened.
And I think after going with that same route over and over and over again, I'm like you. I'm desperate for experience. And so I think as we sit here today, I think it should be obvious that the number one choice and the number one candidate should be the guy that you wanted a month ago, and that's Mike McCarthy.
No question.
Because while he may not have the innovative mind that Todd Monken has, he's stable. And that would be nice. A stable, good CEO of a head coach who's probably not going to have a quarterback that ignores his play call.
No. This kid is going to listen to him. There's no doubt about it. I mean, how could he not? He's a rookie. He's going to go in and throw into his second year in the league. You know, the great Mike Vaccaro, I spoke to over the weekend because he had a terrific column I guess it was Monday in the paper about this. And he said that the Jets cannot treat this hiring like an entry-level position. You can't do it anymore. They've done it. They've done it the last five head coaches. You cannot treat this job like entry-level anymore. It is too critical of a time in the history of this franchise, because if they don't get this one right, bro, they're going to set it back another 5 years.
No, I agree.
Unless the quarterback is so good that he can overcome that,
which
you know, could happen. I mean, I'll say that. But, I mean, the chances are that you're setting the franchise back another 5 years now.
No, it's very, very important. I think every time you hire a head coach, it's important. But I think this one in particular, because of the quarterback, because of the amount of money the quarterback's making, because that's the way the NFL works now.
You have to win before that quarterback starts right. demanding big-time money.
Correct.
You can still win, but it's difficult.
Right, right.
I mean, all you've got to do is look at the highest-paid quarterbacks. I think the top five highest-paid quarterbacks in the NFL are all not in the playoffs. All of them.
Is that right? Who is it? Flacco, Eli?
Matt Ryan. Not Joe. I don't think Joe Flacco's not up there. I mean, he's in the playoffs.
Alex Smith?
I think Alex Smith was one. Matt Ryan, definitely.
Right, right.
Jimmy Garoppolo was one. That's not fair to him.
No.
I admit that.
No.
That's not fair.
No, it's not.
Because of what happened to
them. Right.
So I think you've got to, A, succeed during this moment in time where you have a young quarterback who's cheap. When you've got a lot of cap room to make your team good elsewhere, you've got to hit now. And I think the other thing that matters, I think this matters to the Kansas City Chiefs as they get set for the postseason. When you get to that five-decade period of time without winning, maybe more so than the two-decade time, the three-decade time if you're a Giant fan 7 or 8 years.
5 decades without even being there.
Yes.
I mean, it's not even not winning. 5 decades not even being there.
Yeah, I think at that point it starts to become, I don't know, paramount that you finally get there.
Right.
And Mike McCarthy is a safe choice. I'll admit that.
Hey.
But I think that's the route that this team has to go right now, this safe route.
If they hire McCarthy, it'll be the first time in 20 years that I am actually excited about who they hired as the coach, going back to when they hired Parcells, when I was delirious that they were bringing Bill Parcells here. I was delirious about it. And that's how I want to be again with Mike McCarthy. Look, you have a chance, and I'll use this analogy. You know, maybe it's not the greatest analogy, but I'm going to use it anyway. You have a chance to go into the NFL season, you know, with a machine gun. I don't want to go into the NFL season with a pop gun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to go in with a big-time guy as we try to slay the dragon of the New England Patriots. Because that's how you got to look at this. You know, they have dominated this division for 10. Forget even the 50 years without the Super Bowl. They have dominated this division for 10 years. They have smacked the Jets around. I don't care about Miami and Buffalo. They have smacked the Jets around for 10 years. 16 out of the last 18 times they played them, they've beaten the Jets. They embarrassed them again on Sunday, okay? Enough. Enough. And that's how Christopher Johnson should be thinking. Like I'm thinking. Like you're thinking. Like Ernie's thinking. Like any big Jet fan is thinking. You know? Not that it's business as usual. Not that let's see how much money we could make. No. It's time now for this franchise to get this freaking right. That's the bottom line.
And you know, everything you said is the reason why my real number one choice is John Harbaugh
over
Mike McCarthy.
Okay.
Because if anybody's got the formula or the keys to beating that freaking team from New England, it's him.
Well, we don't know about McCarthy because he's in the other conference. He never really, how much did he really play to Patriots?
We don't know.
You know,
we
But you're, look, if you tell me John Harbaugh is available, I'm all over John
Harbaugh. Well, it leads to this. There's two issues with John Harbaugh. Number one, he may not lose his job.
Right, but, which I still buy that he will not.
You know what? Here's what I've started to realize over the last week. That statement that came out a few weeks ago means nothing.
Right.
It means nothing because they didn't sign anything.
Right.
And so when this season ends, wherever it ends, whether it's this weekend or next weekend or the Super Bowl, John Harbaugh's got all the chips.
Of course.
He could look at ownership and say, oh, I got 1 year left on my deal. You want to talk about an extension? You see John Gruden's contract? You see that stupid contract he's got? Match it.
Yeah.
And then the Ravens say no. And then John says, all right, I'll coach my final year. And then the Ravens are not going to want him to coach his final year.
Because he'd be a lame duck.
And then they're going to negotiate with teams around the league to trade for John Harbaugh. And I've been thinking about it because Ira asked me this question. What would you give up for John Harbaugh? And first, my reaction is I don't want to give anything up.
Yeah.
But the more I think about it, he's
not
the
guy. Year's number one, though.
Well, no, this year's number one because it's third overall on passing.
Right.
But as far as next year's number one or this year's third round picks, you'd have to consider.
Look, if you could guarantee me John Harbaugh, I'm all in. But I can't play that game.
Trisky.
I can't worry that game. You know, he may win. Who God knows when he would be available. They win this weekend. He's playing another week. I can't mess around when I got a guy out there ready to be taken now. And look, if they take McCarthy and they do what I feel should be the right thing and do this, and down the road Harbaugh leaves, well, so be it. You know what? So be it. It is what it is. At least I got a real big-time coach who I think is going to be here for 10 years and certainly knows something about developing quarterbacks. Right? I mean, be honest.
When everybody downplays what Mike McCarthy has done because he had Aaron Rodgers, what they're forgetting is that he developed Aaron Rodgers.
Bro,
he didn't swoop in there.
The idea that this guy only won one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers is absurd. I go back to this, too. Nobody ever criticized the great Don Shula, who basically could walk on water, obviously, because he didn't need a tarp in Miami where it never rains, you know, 35 years ago. So he could basically walk on water. Well, the water, he couldn't walk on water with Dan Marino, maybe the greatest quarterback of all time, because he couldn't win a championship with him. And nobody ever criticized Dan, you know, Don Shula. How could he not win a title? Well, he didn't have the defense. Well, he didn't have the running game. Well, he didn't have this. He didn't have that. There was nothing but excuses. Whereas with Mike McCarthy, all you hear, well, you know, he's not the greatest game manager.
He's not innovative.
He's not this. His offense got stale. Stop it. Don't buy that. It's all hogwash. That's all it is.
What got stale was the fact that Aaron Rodgers didn't want to listen to him
anymore.
Right.
That's the bottom line. That's what it, you know. They were together 13 years, and after a while, the marriage got stale.
Hey,
bottom line.
I would sign right now for the next head coach of this team to be the coach for 13 years.
Oh my God,
I would sign.
Could you imagine a Jet head coach for 13 years?
No, I actually can't imagine.
What? Because it's never happened.
yeah, of course. How can I imagine something that I haven't seen?
13 years. That's like four head coaches for the Jets.
Exactly. I think it's fair to say when you look at the eight coaches, the eight coaching vacancies, the eight coaches that ended up getting fired, some earlier this season, like Hugh Jackson, Mike McCarthy, that Todd Bowles did the least in the most amount of time than any of the eight guys, when you think about it. Because Dirk Cutter was there for 3 years. Todd Bowles was there for 4 years. Steve Wilkes, only there for 1 year before they got rid of him.
Yep.
Vance Joseph was only there for 2 years before they got rid of him.
Gates actually made the playoffs once.
Yeah, for 3 years, had a better winning percentage. Yep. So of all the guys to lose their jobs, you'd have to say the Jets probably gave Todd Bowles the most time to figure it out.
Marvin Lewis.
Yeah, but Marvin had success.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But so he did the most of any of the guys.
Right. I'm saying Todd did the least.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
With the most amount of time.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
Like, Steve Wilkes didn't do much, but he was only there for 1 year.
1 year.
Wasn't really fair to him, but.
Think Bowles gets that job? I could see it.
I don't know, man. Is he really going to go back to being a head coach immediately? I think he's
Mangini did.
Yeah.
Although Mangini let's be honest, Mangini actually, you know, we forget Mangini. Actually, two of his three seasons, he had winning years.
Yeah, the final year was a 9-7 year.
Yep.
I think it's different, man. Mangini made the playoffs in year one.
Yeah.
With a team,
true.
No one gave him
that's
a chance.
True. Yep. Yep.
So I'd have a tough time believing that Todd Bowles instantly becomes a head coach. He'll probably get another opportunity down the road. I'm surprised that Adam Gase is as hot of a name as he is.
Wow.
Because here's one difference.
You got to be kidding me.
Between Todd Bowles and Adam Gase. Now, look, Adam Gase had more success in Miami.
Let him go
question.
To Denver. That's where he came from. Go back there.
As long as he's not with the Jets, I don't care where he goes.
No.
But Adam Gase lost the locker room. There was an article out of the Miami Herald Monday morning where you had players, not just one or two, Frank Gore, respected veteran.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kenny Stills, Cameron Wake, another respected veteran,
basically
told the Dolphins, you have to get rid of this guy. That says something.
Yeah. Well, you certainly can't sell Adam Gase to the Jet fan base. I mean, don't even think about that.
No. And he's not even, as of now, he's not even
interviewed. Well, they shouldn't. You know, what, are you kidding me?
But it looks like he's got a chance to get another job immediately.
Like I said, go coach the Broncos. You good.
Or Arizona.
Or
Arizona.
Wherever. Just not my team. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Go to Cleveland for all
Cleveland,
that. In fact,
the
go
Bengals,
to Cleveland.
The Bengals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.